This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's 8:06. I'm Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network, filling in for Steve Gruber all this week, and it is great to have you with us. And with us this morning on the line is U.S. Representative Tim Walberg. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Katie, it's good to be with you, and thanks for sitting in the big chair there.
Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure, although I'll be relieved when Steve comes back into town, for sure. I'm looking at this news story. I want to read a little bit. I'm going to go to a bite by Paul Ryan, and then I'd like you to respond if we could. The White House and lawmakers of both parties grudgingly embraced a massive government-wide budget deal Wednesday. It combines more than $1 trillion in year-end spending with hundreds of billions of dollars in tax cuts for businesses, families, and special interest groups. Leaders plan to push it to a final passage by weekend and quickly adjourn for the holidays, ending what some are calling a tumultuous year on Capitol Hill. The sprawling package will keep federal agencies funded through September 30th of next year, and that kind of keeps the government from going into shutdown. And here is what Speaker of the House Paul Ryan had to say.
Look, in divided government, no one gets exactly what they want. But this week, we have completed two bipartisan agreements that advance Republican priorities. First, we are lifting the government's 40-year-old ban on crude oil exports. This is a big win for American jobs and for our energy industry. It's a big win for our manufacturers and for our foreign policy. We are increasing military spending. We are tightening security requirements under the nation's visa waiver program. We are permanently reauthorizing the critical health care benefits for our 9/11 first responders in a very fiscally responsible way. We are preventing a taxpayer bailout of Obamacare's Risk Corridors program. We are freezing most IRS operations and stopping the IRS from suppressing civic participation in 501c4 organizations. We are maintaining all of our pro-life protections, including the Hyde Amendments, and we are making cuts to the UNFPA program. In addition to all of that, we are ending Washington's days of extending tax policies 1 year at a time. I have said I inherited this process. Let me be the first to say, I don't think this is the way government should work. This is not how appropriations should work. So we played the cards that we were dealt with as best as we possibly could. And inheriting a process, I know we need to restore to regular order. And I believe we've made the best of it. We listened to our members. We've let our committees take the lead. And I'm pleased that we've been able to accomplish so many things for the American people. And I look forward to, in 2016, just like we have in the last 6 weeks, getting Congress working back on the way it should be working, getting back to what we call regular order. That is what 2016 is going to be about, is steering this battleship toward working the way the People's House was intended to be working in the first place. Look, I have no reason to believe that we're going to have a shutdown. In divided government, you don't get everything you want. This is the result of a bipartisan, bicameral compromise. And I think everybody can point to something that gives them a reason to be in favor of both of these bills.
That's Speaker of the House Paul Ryan reacting to yesterday's budget, and U.S. Representative Tim Walberg's on the line. Thank you for wading through that long soundbite, by the way. It sounds like Paul Ryan has some mixed feelings on that. Are you happy or unhappy with the solution that was reached?
I think I have to say it both ways. I'm happy. I'm happy we've come to a conclusion. As he said, in a really a broken system that's gone on for too long, where we do budgeting by continuing resolutions or by omnibuses that go to the dead end of the period with shutdowns potentially in place. But in the process of negotiations, you don't get all you want, but you hope you get more than, as a majority, you get more than the minority gets. That's how it works. And you also keep your principles. I think that was what was accomplished. I also appreciate the fact that there are a few other things that Paul Ryan didn't mention there that we got. We got an agreement from the Senate that next year on the appropriations bills, six of the 12 that we've already sent to the Senate this year, and they didn't bother to even take up because of Harry Reid filibustering and stopping even debate on the bills, that next year that will not be the case. They will debate the appropriations bills. And Katie, that's important because it does get us back to the priority that the Speaker has, that I have, and the members of the Republican Conference I know have, and I hope there are a number of Democrats that feel the same way, that we ought to be, if we do anything else, we ought to be debating the budget. We ought to be dealing with it appropriately in the individual 12 individual appropriations bills, having regular order where all of us have a chance to put amendments on as we feel necessary, debate those, fight about those, but in the end, move it forward. That's a key point that I think the Speaker should make as well, that was put into the agreement, and that I think will allow us to get back to regular order next year, and the people's interests will be served in a better way.
Well, and hopefully you can take the Democrats' word on that. Now, that follows up with my next question. How do you expect to work with Democrats and President Obama next year? Because obviously President Obama will only serve another year before someone else is elected in there. Democrats have been known to dig their heels in. Republicans, too. So how do you expect everyone to work together next year? What are we looking at?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. Political years are significantly rough. However, you have to negotiate deals, and then you have to trust people, verify, but nonetheless still trust people to honor their word and their commitment. The Democrats received some things that they wanted, some priorities that they wanted in this omnibus bill. That's the only way you get things through. If you don't, you just simply shut down government forever. None of us believe that ends up working. It has to open at some point in time. So why not negotiate strongly now, get your priorities, realize you can't get everything, but the majority leads the way, and we did that. If the Democrats have made that commitment, and these are leadership that have made the commitment, these are leadership that understand that their elections stand the test next time around as well, we trust that they will honor that. We're going to expect it. We're going to move forward, and frankly, I think this omnibus, in what it accomplished, far outweighs the things that we didn't get. A number of things that I wanted. I'm sad they're not in there. But I also know I got some things in that I fought for and some of my specific amendments to budget bills, the seven that we looked at and sent over to the Senate, are still in there. And a number of them help Michigan significantly.
Congressman, we're going to keep you on the line through the break. I have about 30 seconds here. And so if I have to cut you off, just hang on and we'll get to it after the break. What are some things that you wanted in there that you didn't get?
Well, I certainly wanted a direct reference to defunding organizations like Planned Parenthood. We have other routes that we've gone around to establish that. We can do further more of that in the future. We do know that law is still in place in this omnibus, the Hyde Amendment, the Hyde Act, that indicates that no federal dollars would go toward abortion. That's huge. Planned Parenthood primarily is an abortion mill. That's where they make all their money.
Congressman, I'm going to ask you to pause for just a minute, and we'll join you after the break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.